Hello, and welcome to Kingdom Connection with Jensen Franklin. In this weekly podcast, we hope that you have an encounter with God through inspired teaching and discover practical ways to help you live a life of purpose. If you enjoy the teaching ministry of Jensen Franklin and would like to enjoy more resources, devotionals, including our weekly updates, we hope you'll visit our website at jensenfranklin.org.
Hello and welcome to a very special edition of Kingdom Connection. You know, we've been praying and fasting as a church and as a ministry, and I know that there are thousands of you who have joined us on the 21-day fast, and we're now, you know, concluding. The wheels are down and we're coming in for the landing of 21 days of an intense season of seeking and praying and fasting. And the thing that God laid on my heart for your life, and I believe for our ministry and for every area of our life, to expect increase, to believe for it increase, to get full of expectation that this could be your year of increase. As a matter of fact, I'm just decreeing that over my life every day. Psalms 115 talks about the Lord will increase you more and more. Listen to this, you and your children. I love that. I love the fact that we serve a God who loves to bless and increase His children. And we're believing for increase in your life. And with that in mind, I've invited a very special guest today that has impacted my life with his teaching. And he is really an authority on the subject of increase. It's amazing how some people have an emphasis that God puts on their ministry. And this man is a leader to leaders, and he is a wonderful teacher of the Word of God, a business background. And he has broken through, I think, in some information that's going to touch your life today, and it's going to cause you to have an increase expectation for this new year. And I'm delighted today to have Dr. Bob Harrison. It's great to have you with
us,
sir.
So good to be with you, yes.
I tell you, you ministered here at our church during the season of fasting and prayer, and it was pretty amazing teaching that you did.
Before we go on, I just want to say, that is one of the, I've over 30 years traveled around the world, 50 states, over 50 countries. My American Airlines mileage card is 9 million miles.
Wow.
That's one of the greatest midweek services I've ever been to anywhere in the world.
Thank you.
What you're accomplishing is in your ministry, not only in television, but, you know, on site, is just tremendous.
Well, you know, when people begin to seek God, you know, we all need little seasons in our life where we set aside and we say, God, renew me.
That's right.
Restore me, revive me in every area. Mm-hmm. And that's what we've been doing as a church, and many of our partners and friends join us on this fast annually. And, you know, now's the celebration. Now's the time to, it's the fast is over, and we believe that God is releasing into our lives increase. What have you learned about increase? What are some of the greatest things that God has shown you?
I think probably the greatest lesson that I've learned in increase, I learned it from Zig Ziglar. Over 20 years, I traveled around the world with him doing success seminars. And the very first one was in 1991 in Honolulu, a good place to start, Hawaii.
Yeah.
And he made this statement. He said, a person cannot change the output of their life until first they change the input.
Wow.
He took and verbalized something that I had a general understanding of. But when he said it that way, it caused me to start becoming an input thinker, start examining the input of my life, the input into my children's lives, because output is a result of input. Most people, they use up their energies and they get frustrated in prayer requests and everything else because output is wrong. And they keep dealing with output. Why does this keep happening? And they never go back to the root cause. And the root cause is wrong input many times.
So
nutritionally,
true.
It could be wrong input, but in our mind, it's seeing and hearing wrong input.
Wow.
And if we control the input, we can begin to change the output.
Yeah, I mean, the Bible talks about in Romans the renewing of our mind.
Right.
And also, you know, the Scripture teaches that you reap what you sow. So the question is, what are you sowing into your life? What are you putting into your mind? So how does someone begin to feel themselves that inflow of information that can begin to produce a harvest of increase in their life? How do you do that?
I think there's what I'd call a short-term and a long-term program.
Okay.
The short-term program is kind of a shock thing, like a 21-day fast. You know, that you're doing something in quickly to cause a great change. But then you have to have a sustainability after that, or you revert back to where you were. We did a miracle turnaround of a Chrysler dealership in California, literally taking it from the verge of bankruptcy to the top 10 in Southern California in 90 days' time. And we began to experience increase like never before. You know, I'm on television, I'm, you know, making money, I'm getting a new house, all these exciting things are happening, and yet I'm feeling guilty. And I try to think, why am I feeling guilty for my success? And I realized that my religious background, certain leaders of that organization had taught that he was the God of just enough, not the God of more than enough. So now I'm living in a life that's different than what my belief system had been programmed. So I had to examine, what is God's concept concerning finances and increase? And I discovered the God of more than enough. El Shaddai, the God of more than enough. All throughout the Bible, I began to see this pattern. Well, that gave me knowledge. And knowledge can sometimes cause us to have change. Somebody says, do you know if you did this, this would happen? And we say, okay. But many times, it's the old knowledge and the old mindsets and habits have so gripped us, that's not going to work. So we have to do something more than that. And that's what I did. I went out and got 3x5 cards, and I went through the Bible and started writing down verses on increase and abundance. And I'd put them in my pocket, and every time I'd come to a red light, or I'd come in a waiting room, I'd pull those verses out, and I'd start to say those verses out loud.
Now, you were not a preacher. You were not teaching the word.
I'm a businessman. I'm a Chrysler dealer.
See, I love that, because so many people in business, Bob, need encouragement.
Yeah.
So many people, you know, they've started with a dream, and God has blessed them to a certain level.
Yeah.
But this could be the year of great increase.
Yeah.
But listen to what he's saying. You know, victory begins with the Word of God.
Yes,
define
absolutely.
Increase. What is increase?
Okay, then we'll come back to the program.
Absolutely.
Right. To me, increase is a thought process. It's the way we process input.
So good.
We are predetermined in advance to how our reaction is going to be. When I do our increase seminars, one of the examples I use is I call somebody out of the audience that's wearing a white shirt or a white blouse, and I have them come up and I have them stand and I introduce them to everybody and then have everybody give them applause for while they're, you know, have them volunteer. And while they give them the applause, I reach in my pocket and I put on these glasses. And I said to them, I said, well, the reason I picked you was not because you had a great smile and enthusiastic. I picked you because I just love that shade of green shirt. And he says, well, I'm not wearing green, I'm wearing white. I said, no, you're wearing green. And I said to the audience, he could argue with me that it's white, but if I'm wearing these glasses, I see green. You take a vote. I would say that doesn't matter, I see green. You could threaten me, I still see green. As long as I'm wearing these glasses, I will see green. And the only way I can see white is to take off these glasses. Well, see, many times financially and mentally, we've been given glasses by other people. And they're scarcity glasses, or they're limiting glasses. And so we're trying to experience increase, but we're trying to experience increase looking through decreased glasses. And so we literally have to change the way we see and the way we hear.
Right.
And that's part of the processing. And that's what the program is. It's how do we change those glasses? How do we begin to see the increase that's already out there waiting for us, but we're not experiencing it because we're not seeing it, we're not hearing it. And we've got to get in tune to the right station. We literally have to change radio stations. And how do we mentally change radio stations? And it's a process. It's not easy.
Well, your life will move in the direction of the thoughts and expectation, I believe, you know, as you fill yourself with the Word of God, it will begin to move you in the direction of victory and increase and blessing.
A basic law of human behavior is that our lives will move in the direction of the dominant thoughts that we allow to reside in our mind.
Right.
So what we continually think about literally creates, not only do we think about it, but it creates an invisible magnetic force field, like we become magnetized with a magnet on the inside, that starts attracting those thoughts, those dreams, those ideas, those concepts, and those friends into our life. So the key to changing then is we change how we're magnetized and becoming, instead of becoming decreased people, become increased people. And now we get increased thoughts, increased people coming into our lives. And all of a sudden we say, this was here all along. It didn't get created.
Really,
it just was out there waiting for us.
I love that thought of the magnet that God is drawing us to increase, not decrease. The head and not the tail. Above only and not beneath. That's so powerful. You mentioned when you taught here at the church recently, you had a powerful thought about don't unpack. You got to tell the people that quick story if you can.
The basic concept is that a person, if they have a choice, will never choose to stay somewhere they do not feel comfortable. That we always revert back to where we're comfortable, what we're used to, our old habit patterns, our old surroundings, our old friends. And the concept is we're going to have change. We have to be willing to temporarily become uncomfortable to arrive at a new comfort zone. Mm-hmm. And so I shared the story when we were at the church that whenever I stay in the Miami, Fort Lauderdale area, there's a certain hotel I stay at that I just love. I checked into this hotel and I open up the curtains and I say, "Beach, I'm here." And I'm looking at a room with air conditioners and rooftop looking out the window. And so I called down to the front desk and I said, "You know, I'm supposed to be upgraded to the best room available and I'm looking at air conditioner and rooftop. And he said, "I'm sorry, sir, but a medical group was here and they booked all the oceanfront rooms, and that is the best room we have. But that group checks out tomorrow. So if you want tomorrow, we can move you to a beachfront room." That night I didn't unpack. And why did I not unpack? Because I knew I wasn't going to stay there. And so I say to the people, you might go through a temporary season of decrease, maybe caused by the economy, or you're laid off, or you got sick, or something happened. But the key is, instead of getting settled there, don't unpack. Mm. Keep your focus on the increase that God wants you to have.
Boy, I believe God is speaking to people right now. Don't unpack. Don't settle. Don't back up. Don't draw back. Don't give up. You know, so many people, when they go through, I love what you said, because that's real life. You know, we don't preach something that's not real, but our expectation should be always, God is, I may be going through it, but I'm not going to, that's what I'm doing, I'm going through
that's
it.
Right.
I'm not going to stay here. Somebody said, what do you do when you're going through hell and we shouldn't stay there? That's what, you go through it. Yeah. And get to the other side. Don't unpack.
The concept that came to me was, when my first wife of 37 years passed away, and I was going through this season of grief, and I had a friend of mine in ministry that when his wife died, he literally couldn't go out on the road for a year. And I'm trying to think, how could I get my momentum back and keep, you know, with the family and keep ministry going and not get in the quicksand of grief? A season of grief is good.
Right. But,
and the verse that came to me was, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death," and the thing that jumped out at me, it didn't say, "Yea, though I park." It acknowledged there was a valley.
Wow.
See, but it said, "Yea, though I go through." And what gets us through the valleys is focusing is what on the other end of the valley.
Right.
The thing that helps us get through a 21-day fast is Krispy Kreme on the 22nd day, or whatever it might be, you know?
That's right.
And so we keep focusing on the increase, and it gets us through the valley.
That is so powerful. I believe people are being helped right now. You're not going to stay in that valley. That's not your home. That's not your permanent place. Don't unpack. Don't get comfortable there. Don't settle there. And, you know, I love the scripture that you highlight a lot in your ministry, Psalms 115. Mm-hmm. The Lord will increase you more and more, you and your children.
Yeah. To me, this piggybacks with the two great ways that God can bless and change a person's life. For many years, there's been a tremendous book out there called The Prayer of Jabez and Bruce Wilkerson. And he talks about, the Lord increasing my boundaries.
Right.
And to me, that's one way God changes our life. He does a miracle. He blesses. He does something supernaturally that changes it. But this verse gives us a different perspective. It said, "May the Lord increase me."
Yeah.
So this is not God doing it. It's that, "Lord, help me to increase, and as I increase, my life will change."
Wow.
So this is more of a proactive approach. You know, it's kind of like the Luke, the 5th chapter, where Jesus didn't tell fish to jump out of the water. He said, "You go back out, and when you make these changes, I'll bless you and I'll help you."
Wow, that's so good.
And many times we're waiting on the shore with the empty nets for God to do something, and God say, "No, go out. I got a blessing waiting for you."
Mm.
And we have to be proactive.
Mm.
So back to what we were earlier. Number one, I went out and got 3x5 cards. Carried them around with me, memorized them. 21 days. Just in every time I had a chance, I said the cards. For 21 days.
With scriptures,
scriptures
of increase.
On, yes. For 21 days, I did nothing but listen to teaching on increase and abundance. For 21 days, I put CDs under the dash of the car.
CDs.
And I listened to, I put them in the bedroom. I put them in the kitchen.
That's good.
Put them under the car. Every waking moment, I had increase going. And in 3 weeks' time, I began a process that forever changed my life, changed my kids' life, changed my grandkids' life, and the kids that are going to follow that I'll never know.
Come on.
And that's the key. Wow. When we make a decision to become increased people, it's not just going to affect our finances. It's not just going to affect our life. It's going to affect our families and their families. It's a multi-generational blessing. Mm. I believe this increased message is one of the most important messages for the body of Christ.
Yeah, it's so powerful. You talked about the Lord will increase you. So you've got to believe, number one, that God is for you.
Yeah.
That God is on your side. That God doesn't get joy out of seeing you struggle all the time.
Yeah.
He wants to bless us.
He wants to bless me in my coming in and going out and the city and the field and all that I set my hands to.
And what does the more, he didn't just say we'll increase you more, but he says more, right?
Yeah, yes. And that's the real key to the verse, and I didn't catch it. I taught that verse for years, and I just thought more and more just meant a little bit more than more. And I didn't realize that more and more is a different destination than more. And more means I'm going to have sufficiency. I'm going to have my needs met, which is a lot better than lack.
Right.
More and more means I'm just not going to believe God to have my needs met. I'm going to believe God for excess. Because out of the excess, I can be a greater blessing to my family. Out of the excess, I can be a greater blessing to hurting and needing people. Out of the excess, I can help my church and help others to a greater degree. And that not only makes my life more productive, it not only gives purpose to my life, it makes us young again. Because when we begin to live a life that's beyond ourselves, and we have the ability to be making a difference in the lives of other people, we can't wait to wake up in the morning, because every day we're alive, the world is better because we lived another day. And that puts an excitement in our life. And so the message of increase and more is a message not just about money. It's a message about attitude. It's a message about different environment. It's a message about impacting multiple generations.
Yeah, and you know, the whole mindset of what you're saying is to see the positive, to see the good, and to see a new direction that God has for your life. And I believe so many people, because of setbacks and because of troubles and valleys and things that we all go through, it's not that anyone's exempt from that, but it's all in how you perceive it through God's Word, and you never lose hope, and
That's
you
right.
never lose faith that God can increase me.
Right. And we can reprogram ourselves through what we talked about today, through the Scripture and through an understanding and through listening to teaching on increase. We can reprogram the way we think. And all of a sudden, it's not that, I don't know how to say it other than it's out there, but we're not seeing it.
Right.
It's out there and we're not hearing it.
Right.
But when we reprogram ourselves, all of a sudden we hear it and we see it. And our lives take on a different direction.
I love the thought of the magnet in us.
Yeah.
You either have a magnet in you. You either are preset in your mind that you're expecting bad, you're expecting defeat, and as a man thinks, so is he. As a man thinks, his life automatically begins like a magnet drawing you into that direction. Why not this year declare a fast of criticism?
Oh, that's great.
declare a fast of cynicism and negativism that says, you know, gloom and despair. Why not fill yourself with the thoughts of God and say, I am believing God for increase.
Yes.
I'm expecting it, and I'm going to increase all that I can do. You know, God blesses you on the level that you're at.
And open up a horizon where that increase can come from.
Yeah.
It's not just
going to
be
a way to live life.
It's not just going to be the boss. Maybe he's going to call you in and give you a raise. That limits you. But God can bless you in so many ways.
Right. I want you to just briefly sum up. You have a powerful teaching on David's prayer for increase.
Yes.
What is that about?
David's prayer for increase was Psalms 115:14.
Okay.
And he said, the Lord will increase me more, increase you more and more, you and your children. And all of a sudden I realized that was not a verse just as in an entirety, that in it was segments. Each phrase represents a key to experience an increase. And there's seven keys in that one verse. And so we teach out of that verse, what are the seven keys for me to rapidly be able to change my thinking and to increase my thinking? It's great for people that are scarcity mindset or fixed by mindset or in a valley, but it also is a great teaching for even leaders and achievers, because it's a basis for going to the next level, for expanding their horizons. It's one of the most powerful teachings we've ever done anywhere in the world. I kind of equate it, it's my Oral Roberts, fourth man message, you know, because it's got so much content of what increase is all about.
Wow. Well, I know people will want to check this out, and what a great way to start out a new year, filling yourself with the Word of God. And our announcer is going to come and tell you a little more about this offer that we have for you this week. And I believe it's going to speak to your life. And then we're going to come back and we're going to pray for you. We're going to pray that God will increase you more and more in this new year, you and your children and your finances in every way. Increase in the presence of God. Increase in your commitment and walk with God. Don't you want more of the Lord? Don't you want to increase in joy? Don't you want to increase in just being a positive, you know, a joyful, happy person? God wants you to increase in every area of your life, including your finances. And so let's just believe for that this year. Let's set our faith. Let's get the magnet of increase going inside of us that draws us to that place of destiny and blessing. And you're going to learn more about how to do that as you check this out.
This week on Kingdom Connection, request your copy of The Prayer of David for Increase and discover the powerful prayer David used to seek God's blessing for himself and the kingdom. This resource is specially designed by Dr. Bob Harrison to help you, your family, and your church get the most out of King David's powerful prayer, providing seven keys to unlock the secret of increase and explaining how to apply it in everyday life. The Prayer of David for Increase is available on CD for your gift of $20 or more this week. Or for your gift of $35 or more, we'll include both the CD and DVD teaching. Request your copy today.
I have such faith this year for you and for your life, your family, and even for this ministry. I just sense that we need to believe God for great things this year. We don't need to just kind of let life happen. We need to expect increase. This is going to be a year of great increase. That doesn't mean you won't go through stuff and you might not even have seasons where you get pruned a little bit. You're believing for a surge and you go through a purge sometimes. But that's okay too, because God is taking us to a place of blessing. And it's been a blessing today to have with us Dr. Bob Harrison, and he's continuing to share with us about increase. God has really given you amazing insights. I love the fact that you come from a business background, that you know, you teach the Word of God now, yeah. but you started out as a successful businessman that just began to apply the Word of God, and God began to increase your life.
That's the reason why I believe in God's Word so much, because I used it and it was a guide and part of my life before I started teaching it. So I've, you know, out in the test grounds of real life experiences, time and time again, I've seen it just work miraculously. There's nothing more powerful than God's Word when it is spoken and it's anointed, right, coming into a situation or a person's life. You know, I was thinking as we wrap this up today, I think the basic concept of increase is that a person comes to realize that their personal life and their financial situation is not dependent on what's happening around them as much as what's happening within them.
Wow.
My greatest opportunities came in the middle of an automobile crisis when experienced pros were going to close their store. And in the midst of that horrible thing, because I had a different mindset, I had a different thinking, it became the platform for all the rest of my life. I had a great friend that just recently passed away named Miles Monroe. And Miles would speak for us regularly at our conference that we do in Hawaii. And Miles says, God's number one problem on planet Earth is people. People with delivered spirits, but the same old thinking. Mm. He said, without a change of thinking, we merely find a new place where we keep doing the same old thing.
Wow.
And as many times that's what we're doing, we're thinking, I got to get to a different place. But it's not a different place. It's changing what's on the inside. And I just encourage the people, get in God's Word, write down those verses on increase and abundance, put them in your phone, write them on a 3x5 card, and just see what a turnaround that God can do in your life this week.
I love that line, that it's not so much what's happening outward, it's what happens inward that determines your increase. And that's the truth. God's Word, no matter what the condition is of your life, your revelation can overcome your situation. The Word of God can empower you this year for increase. And maybe you don't know Jesus as your Savior. Maybe you've never asked Him into your heart. What an opportunity today to increase joy and forgiveness and grace in your life by inviting Jesus Christ as your Savior. Pray this prayer. Say, Lord Jesus, I receive You. Just say those words, as my Savior. I receive You as my Lord. I give You my life. Bless me, help me, increase me in every area of my life to know You like I've never known You before. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. It's so wonderful when you make Jesus Lord and you decide to let Him lead you and guide you. I believe this is going to be a year of increase in your life, and I want to encourage you to honor God and to help us as we increase our outreach around the globe through this television ministry. If this ministry is being a blessing to you, sow special seeds at the beginning of the year. Sow first fruit seeds. And maybe if you've ever tuned this program in and it's, you know, you've received from the ministry and it's fed your soul, what I'm dreaming of this year is to even enlarge into new markets, including secular TV stations in major markets in America and around the world. I'm asking you, if I were asking for myself, I'd be embarrassed. I'm asking you to help me preach the gospel to the major cities of America and help me increase our outreach through this telecast. Pray about what God would have you do. I believe if you'll be a part, the Lord will bless the seed that you sow. And Father, I pray that You'll bless them and increase them more and more, you and your children, in Jesus' name. God bless you.
Thanks for listening to this edition of Kingdom Connection. We hope this has been a blessing in your life, and we'll share this and other great resources with your friends. Visit JensenFranklin.org for new teachings and free podcasts, videos, and blogs. And be sure to connect with us via Twitter @Jensen or Facebook @JensenFranklin. Thanks for listening to the Kingdom Connection Podcast, and have a great week.